Be strong, America. Today's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. We are now in a trade war. Fortunately, unless you're a farmer, there hasn't been much pain. Not that I'm unsympathetic towards the farmers losing their Chinese soybean business because of China's retaliation, but this is what Farm Country voted for, number one. And number two, sometimes you have to suffer now to prosper later, and if any group knows how to suffer, it's the farmers. And actually, China was so hot to buy soybeans before the deadline kicked in that soybean exports were way up last month. So the farmers should be fine. But I worry about the rest of us living our coddled, import-dependent lives. Because the list of stuff that will cost more under the president's new import tariffs is almost 200 pages long. Refrigerators, auto parts, wool hats, frozen rabbit meat, bicycle speedometers, bidets, breaded eel, bismuth, the key ingredient in Pepto-Bismol, which a lot of us are taking every day now. And, as CBS's Jill Schlesinger warned us, one more thing.
Tariffs could raise prices at Chick-fil-A simply by increasing the cost of a pressure cooker used by the restaurant.
Okay, fine, but you know what? We made it through the gas lines of the 70s. We made it through the iPhone X shortage of 2017. We will not sell out our country over a few delicious, pressure-cooked teriyaki nuggets at Chick-fil-A.
We will wait in line for them, so why would
we? We will wait in line, no matter how expensive they are.
We will put up with the traffic that these restaurants cause.
We will meet them at the beaches. We will meet them in the trenches.
I feel so patriotic right now.
I know. That's my idea. That's what I'm about.
Why was there no music behind? I mean, that was real. I was swelling.
No, you can't overdo it. You don't want to overproduce these things.
That's true.